Hello guys, welcome back to my broadcast. I have my friend, I guess. Muzaffar, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Bari, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I
how
am
are
good.
You?
Thank you. So for everyone who doesn't know who is Muzaffar, he's my best friend and he lives...
I'm Bari in
his Yes,
friend.
He lives in Vancouver, Canada. So, yeah. So, Muzaffar, I don't know if you are familiar with this or not, but then our topic for today will be men versus women. What's your idea about that?
That's a good idea. So, men versus
Yeah.
women. So, let's talk about men versus women.
Yes.
So, what's your idea about men versus women?
I was
women?
Telling everyone that I feel like... In so many countries, are you asking me the question or I am asking you the question?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I
this
was
is my
thinking,
version, so
what's that?
This is man versus woman, so it doesn't matter. You say the answer or I
yeah,
should say
true,
the answer.
That's true. So I was actually talking that in so many countries, if we look, men are the dominant ones. So everything is done by men, and women have a really small portion in all like the life they live in. But if we see like in Canada, USA, the development like countries, they are like women are really equal to men, right? So in like other places, I don't want to name like the countries, but like there are so many countries. I don't know if you know you want to name any countries, but I.
The Middle Eastern
Yeah, Middle Eastern,
countries.
like in total, women's they don't have their rights like women's in like other countries, right? So all the jobs are done by men. Women's they don't go out a lot. They have to listen to the men. But then here, everyone doing what they want, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I talk about this with some ladies here in Canada, and I told them in my country, like, basically, women is housewife, like they just take care of the kids, children, and they just be at home. And then the men will work and
provide
like
the money
bring,
and then other stuff.
yeah, everything. And they were saying like, oh, that's cool. Like they don't work, they just relax and
So
chill
you
at
mean they
home.
like it?
And over here, yeah, over here they have to
Yeah,
work,
we
wake
work
up
a lot. You know
early.
that, right? Women's work a lot. Women's work like men works.
Yeah, I know that, but I agree, like we are human. Doesn't matter, we are men, women, whatever, we are human.
Yeah.
Everyone should have their own right. And I think it should be like up to the family. They decide by themselves if they want, the woman wants to work or doesn't want, whatever. So
So do you like
like
it when people like do whatever they want, or you like it more like Middle Eastern people?
No,
For
like
example, if you
I
get
don't like
married,
that. I'm
what's gonna happen to your wife?
gonna hate it first. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm serious. What's she gonna like? Is she gonna work or is she gonna take care of your house or what she's doing?
So it depends if she has a degree, she wants to work, so I don't stop her.
Of
So.
course. So you are like, you don't basically care. You like when they have more freedom, right?
Yeah, it's not about, like, I'm not agree with the idea, like, the man tell the woman, like, or his wife say, like, no, you are a woman, you should stay at home, not going out. I'm not agree with this kind of idea. I'm against it. So
Okay.
I would say, like, they have to agree
So
on
you are more
something, like,
open-minded,
both.
basically. So here
Yeah,
I have another question. Do you think
definitely.
you are more open-minded because you live in Canada or you think because of your personality, basically?
No, like I'm growing up in an open-minded family. Even my brothers, same like me, and they are back home. And they are married and they're wives are working in a.
Oh, cool.
That's like our family is like
they this. Are open basically. But
yeah, so it depends which family you are going.
Okay, so since you are the man, basically, I will ask you a question. Why do you think some men, they don't want their wives to work, or they don't want their wives to go out, basically?
Oh, there are many things behind that. Some of them culture-wise, some of them their tribes, they are very strict about the women. Their mentality is like, if the woman goes outside, like, guys looking at her and they put a bad name on that woman, something like this.
Okay.
So, but this is their mentality. They are not educated, so their mentality is still like all
days. Yeah, true. But Mizaffar, there are so many people that are educated and they are doing the same thing. That's what I don't get mostly.
It's same thing. It's like most of the guys, they are educated, and but still they care about family, and they basically afraid of their family, what they said about their son's wife.
Yeah, so, and then I hate it.
For example,
yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
For example, I'm getting married and I'm educated, but my family, my father and mother, tell me like, oh, you should not let your wife work, stuff like this. So. Somebody's like obeying their families and they don't want to have a bad picture.
I got it.
Like,
yeah.
You know, in front of their family.
I parents. Really hate it when some people say that, okay, women are weak. We are not weak, right? I mean, there are so many women in this world that can do stuff that men cannot do it, right? I don't feel like we are weak.
Yeah, men
but
cannot do anything without
women. What's that?
Men cannot do anything without women.
I see the same thing. Like, we complete each other, right?
Yeah, and most of the successful men, there are a successful woman behind them.
Yeah, we have this in our language too. Right, true. What do you think? Like, I'm just saying that women are not weak because guys, they are grown up by a woman. Your mom was a woman, right? Sisters, if you have a sister, we are like your wife.
I have, just FYI, I have 5 brothers and 4 sisters.
Big family, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
This is great. And I think you are proud of your sisters as a man. And then you are proud of your mom,
of course,
because she
yeah.
grows, like, she made you guys grow up this way, right?
I am
proud of my mom too. So basically, women are everything in this world. Men cannot do, like, maybe you guys can do stuff, but still, you guys are not completed without women.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And then I feel so bad. In some cultures, they don't like it when they have a baby and it's a girl. They don't like it. I'm like, there is no difference between boys and girls. Come on, don't do that.
Yeah.
I was having this conversation with one of my friends. He was like, I like it when I have a boy in the future. I'm like, what's the difference? He's like, no, boys are easier to deal with. Girls, they do stuff. I'm like, if you just be their friends, they will not do anything.
What stuff?
He's like, stuff like they will make you like work harder. I'm like, they are your children. You have to work hard for them. No, boys are easier. They can, like, they don't do stuff. They don't make you just fix their problems, you know, stuff like that. And then,
yes, but sometimes, you know, boys more headache for the families.
Do you think
for
so?
The parents, but they don't know. Yeah, sometimes if you have a bad boy, like, he goes out, makes problems, and then it's
so
too
what
much
you,
headache.
What, basically, I think there's a point that we are both agreeing on it. We think that we are all human, and then if a girl might do a mistake, a guy can do a mistake too. And if a guy can be successful, a girl could be a successful too, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Cool, actually. Thank you for joining us. I wish you join us every day, to be honest. So I will let you know once we get other episodes.
Yeah, I will join you in
Oh,
Winnipeg.
that's cool. You're gonna join me in Winnipeg. True. So you can also host
And you
it with
can
me.
join me in, yeah, you can join me in
Oh,
Vancouver
that's gonna
also.
be great. Thank you so much for Vancouver. Thank you so much, sir. That was cool, actually.
My roommate asking me to go join him. He made
Oh,
a
is
food.
he? I actually wanna. Is he gonna join me or no?
He's
Oh,
busy with
he's eating.
eating.
What did you guys
He's
make?
starving. Chicken curry.
What kind of food you guys made?
Chicken
Oh,
curry.
cool. I thought it's butter chicken. I really love butter chicken. It's really good.
We wanted to make butter chicken, but we don't have butter,
Oh,
so
that's why, of course.
chicken alone is not good.
You can't make butter chicken without butter. I don't
Yeah,
know.
so we said,
It's
no,
fine.
okay,
Anyways, thank you
so
so
we should
much,
make some.
Zafar, for joining us today. And then I hope.
Thanks for you
No, you're
also,
welcome. I
Mari.
hope you like the subject that we are talking about today.
Yeah,
And
next
then,
time we're gonna find something else,
of course,
something
of course.
more
One
interesting.
last thing before I go. What's your advice to the people who are listening right now?
My advice for them is
Yeah.
everyone should respect each other. Girls respecting
Boys respecting, yeah.
boys, same way. Yeah, so both of them, they should
Yeah,
respect
I
each
think as
other.
long as we
And
re there's respect, we can live like in peace, right?
yeah, and then they have to decide on something that both parties
Agreeing
are
with.
happy.
That's perfect. Thank you,
Yeah,
Muzaffar.
agree
Thank you
on
so
something.
much. Have
Yeah.
a great day, and then
You're
thank you.
welcome.
Take
Have a
care.
great day
Take
too.
care.
You
Bye.
too. Bye. Bye.
Okay, guys, so I received a couple of comments, so I would like to talk about them. So I have some questions here from friends who commented on my broadcast. So they say, men versus women, who's better? Who do you think is better, women or men? So the answer to this question is really depends on the person who will answer it. So some people says, okay, women live longer, that's a fact. However, there are many reasons why this is unreliable, right? I read somewhere that about 2% of the world's population are involved in an army. Out of this 2%, 95% are men. A lot of people die very young and bring the average age of males down. So that's why they say women live longer. So it's also proven that men who do hard labor jobs like buildings for the majority of their lives lives about 5 years younger than their non-labor male, right? This is also brings the average down. There are other stuff too. Men are also a lot more likely to smoke and drink because of the cool status attached with it. I know this isn't really a valid point because it's their choice, but it's still a reason, right? So yeah. Also, if you think about women performs better at school, college than men. No offense, guys, I'm just saying. Getting about 0.5 grades higher per subject, women are also more like outing than men regarding their personal problems. This could be because women are stereotypically associated with all the emotional situations, mainly caused by being mother that looks after the children, as well as having these situations all around them. Let's say from the TV they watch and the magazines they read, whereas men tend not to take interest in these issues and could be seen as uncool, or let's say if they started talking about their personal life. Other arguments that I could see from the comments, this is like, women are also better drivers, right? at least in the context of dying less in a car crash. Women cooperate better than men. Women remember appearance better than men. Women eat healthier than men. Women are also getting sexier. Men won't mind that. Because attractive parents have 25% more children and are apparently 17% more likely to have daughters compared to sons, right? I thought there is an equal chance of having sons or daughters, but yeah. Less women have been sacked during the recession. However, this may sound good, but it's because women have lower, less paid jobs, so employers can afford to keep them, right? There are just some reasons why women are supposedly better than men. But I don't want to just talk about women, so let's talk about men too. I also read on a website that men have higher power jobs and therefore earn more. It could be argued that this is because employers perceive men as having more power and are in control. However, like, I think it's because more men have degrees and are more businesses, right? And professionals approach to the way they do things. Yeah, you agree with me? I don't know. Men are better at physical activities, right? So whether they do sports or strength, weightlifting, whatever you guys do, this is one of the reasons why men are genetic leaders, because it's prehistoric times, they would be the ones hunting animals, whereas women would be like the ones who are housewives, cooking, looking after children. In the same cases, women still don't work today, right? Some cases, not same. So, I don't know, should I go into this or not, but I feel like, anyways, I'm just gonna say it. Men do not waste money. Sorry, ladies. But we mostly spend a lot of money on makeup, expensive clothes, stuff like that. Men have a higher pain tolerance compared to men who haven't had children yet. I'm not saying that women don't have like higher pain tolerance, but because when we give birth, we have actually higher pain tolerance. I'm just saying men have a higher pain tolerance compared to a woman who haven't had children. Because during pregnancy, women are given antibiotics to make them, right, wasting pain, which lasts forever. Men don't fall out for with people as often as women. Sorry, ladies, again. So after all these things I said, who do you guys think is better, women or men? I think we are both equal, to be honest. So yeah, it depends on what you guys think about each other. I mean, seriously, can you think of anything that a woman is best in the world at? That's one of the comments that I received. Excuse me? What do you mean? We are good at everything. We do everything that men does. We cook. We take care of the kids. We go work. We go shopping, we go out with our friends, we work hard. We do everything, man. Yeah, so you don't need to say that. I mean, come on. So, yeah. So, like, as I said, it depends on who is talking about women or who's talking about men. In conclusion, these aren't real reasons. You are just like listening to stereotypes about men and women. Yeah, the stereotypes of a man is less offensive to the human nature than that of women, right? Just because we are women, we have to accept other stuff, right? I mean, tell me a guy who goes out and then he's scared in the nighttime. Who does that? No one. Whereas us women, let's say myself, if I come home late at like around 12 and then I walk to my house because the bus is not there anymore, I just put my phone on 911 in case something happened, right? So the whole thing about women is more like sensitive than men. I mean, there nobody is better. I don't say that men are better than women or women are better than men, but I'm just saying there are plenty things women can do better than men, right? There are also plenty things men can do better than women. Hope you understand my point, guys. It's like you saying, okay, which cheesecake is good? Strawberry cheesecake or chocolate cheesecake? I mean, they are different, and people's opinion are gonna be different too, right? You can't compare strawberry cheesecake with chocolate cheesecake, and also you can't compare men with women. We are humans, but the only difference is hormones. They change everything, right? You can't compare, like, let's say an ice cream, caramel ice cream, with a chocolate ice cream. We are like that. I mean, sorry that I'm talking about ice creams, but I'm just trying to make you understand, guys. So yeah, there are so many things that's different. There, like, I agree with you guys, men and women are really different, but we have to put this in our mind. Neither is better nor worse than the other, right? Obviously, men are gonna say men are better, and women are gonna say women are better. Since I am a woman, right, I say women are better. But as I told you, we are different, right? But again, neither is better nor worse than the other. So yeah, just let's deal with it, right? Nice talking to you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed for tonight's broadcast. I will be with you guys soon. Okay, take care and stay safe and have fun. See you guys next time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna leave you guys tonight with some nice songs. Have fun listening to them, and good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.